In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
So being a royal priesthood, being in and a part of the royal priesthood means you have spiritual authority. You have spiritual authority to rule with Christ, not apart, but with Christ. But you are set apart. Okay? Listen to me. You're not isolated. You're not withdrawn, but you are set apart to minister to God. There is ministry that does not come with TikTok, that does not come with a platform, that does not come with what I'm even doing today before you on YouTube. There is ministry as a partner, priest, king, ruler, intercessor to minister to God, to minister to God. And we minister to God in worship. We minister to God with our lives. We minister to God in prayer, and we minister to God to his people. We minister to God in our service. So we minister to God in service. So this isn't, oh, I just want to serve and I just want to, you know, be a part of this because it just looks fun. And I just think I will be good at this because I love to sing. And I know your gifts are not for you. They're for his people. They're for his worship. They're to minister to him. So it's not okay to not preach and pray and prophesy. It is not okay to not to minister through song and worship. You don't get to keep your gift and not sing and not service your altar. You don't get to not pray because you don't feel like it. You don't get, no. There is a responsibility to being a part of the royal priesthood, and that spiritual authority comes with responsibility. And so you're called to represent God to people. There are people in this life that will never read a Bible, that will never open up one, that will never come behind the brick and mortar of a building that we so-called now call the church. The American church ain't even what it's supposed to be. People will come into many churches that don't look like God, ain't God, got Ichabod written all over it, and God's not there. The presence of God's not there. The Spirit of God left long time ago. And so people sometimes will never encounter or experience the manifestation or God's presence until they come into contact with you. That for the first time, they may be experiencing the love of God, the joy of God. They may be experiencing deliverance. They may be experiencing healing, right? By through.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed, and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree on Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.
You through Christ. And so we're called to represent God to people. People should always look at you and say something different about her. Something you shouldn't even look. They see you in the flesh, but they shouldn't see anything but God, because we're called to represent God to people and people to God. We are now the mediators between God and the lost, between God and even those that are set apart and chosen. And so your life should be a living sacrifice unto God. You are a walking tabernacle. You are the walking word of God. So this is why knowing the word is important and good to know, because someone may never touch a Bible, but not only knowing and memorizing scripture like religiosity and religion will teach us, but living the word, letting the word come alive and be a living, breathing testimony of what the word is. And it is alive and breathing. And so you carry both the power of a king and the compassion of a priest. So the power of being a king in the earth, and being able to set decrees and make declarations and govern and legislate by the law, because God's going to only align with the law, not with your flesh, not with what you want, but his will and his word. That's what he's going to legislate. That's what he's going to agree with. And so you carry both the power of a king, but you have the grace and the compassion of a priest. This is why I feel so much grief, because I'm grieving because the Holy Spirit is grieving when I'm seeing things in social media and all around me, and people in pain and people hurting. It's the Spirit of the living God that is activating in me to pray. We are called to live as a holy nation in the earth that is separate from the world. And we are called to reflect God's character in our separation, in our consecrated lifestyles. And so as a part of the royal priesthood, our identity is where you are both a king and priest in Christ. You're called to rule with authority and serve in holiness. Not just serve, but serve in holiness and intercede as intercessors on behalf of the world. We intercede and we proclaim the glory of God, and he has called us out of the darkness into his light, into his marvelous light, and we bring light where there is no light. That is our job, and that's how we minister to God and to his people. We intercede. We stand in the gap. We minister before God every day, and we govern as governors.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.